Brian and Janelle here on Moody Radio Cleveland, and joining us live, he's a regular contributor. He's also an assistant professor of broadcasting, digital media, and journalism at Cedarville University. Welcome back, Sean O'Connor.
Hi, good morning. How was your weekend?
Well, no, it was wet, but it was good, brother. How about you?
Yeah, about the same. Yeah.
It was a great weekend for a movie, though, I'll tell you. And it looks like we've got three faith-based films coming out soon. Tell me about Lifemark. I don't know if I've heard about this one.
Yeah, so that's the first one I wanted to talk about because it comes out actually this Friday. So no doubt you and our listeners are familiar with movies like Fireproof and War Room and those films made by the church down in Georgia. So their newest film comes out this weekend. It's called Lifemark. It was, I believe, shot during the pandemic, and they had to be real careful about it, and I'm glad they got it made. But it's based on a true story. This young man who was adopted is basically, you know, his journey to reunite with his birth mother. And so it's a very it's a movie about a lot of pro-life issues and adoption and family and all those things. And the unique thing about it, one of the unique things about it, is that because of the subject matter, the studios that usually work with those filmmakers to release their movies in a lot of theaters over, you know, a longer period of time, they were hesitant about, you know, releasing a, you know, explicitly pro-life film, unfortunately.
Really?
And so what happened was the studios or the filmmakers partnered with this company called Fathom Events. Fathom Events is a company that sometimes if you go to the theater, you'll see commercials for like concerts and re-releases of old movies that are usually in theaters for only like a few days or a week at a time. And so they partnered with them to get this special release for this film that it starts on Friday in most theaters. I know it'd be most movie theater chains in the Cleveland area, Cinemark and Regal and all those, tentatively only for a week. So that's the unique thing about it is that, you know, depending on how it's scheduled right now, it's only going to be in theaters a week. But I do, I'm looking forward to seeing it this weekend, and I hope listeners are too.
You mentioned about the struggle for certain studios to accept it. This movie is from the Kendrick brothers, correct?
That's right, yeah.
And they've usually released movies, like I guess in general, in Hollywood, and this is the first one that said no because of the subject matter?
Yeah, so they usually have partnered with like Sony's film companies that distribute movies in theaters, and they've been, I mean, in the last few movies they've done, they've been in pretty much every movie theater for, you know, a couple weeks or whatever. And for this one, they said, oh, yeah, unfortunately, we can't. Sony was like, we don't want to touch that because we know it's a very sensitive issue and we don't want to, you know, cause debate and all those things. And it's just an unfortunate thing, and I know there have been several what you could call pro-life films in the last several years that have had similar situations. But that's when filmmakers need to, you know, pray and be intentional about how they market to certain audiences that they know will support the film and hopefully encourage others to see it as well and maybe think about these issues differently in a biblical worldview.
Have you heard whether it's any good?
It hasn't been like, sometimes I get like advanced screeners for these kinds of movies. For this one, I haven't, but I've seen trailers. You can look up behind the scenes featurettes online, and it looks solid. It seems really solid. It's from the Kendrick brothers produced it. The person who directed it is someone who works for their company who directed the feature film they helped make for Family Life several years ago called Life Like Arrows. Did you see that film?
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, so that came out 4 years ago, and it got a similar release. It was only in theaters through Fathom Events for a couple days, for similar reasons, I think. You know, it caters to more of a faith-based audience and deals with issues that maybe are a little, you know, they can be sensitive for wide theatrical releases. And so that happens sometimes with faith-based films, and I think it's important that, you know, we as Christians, you know, seek those films out and opportunities to see them and hopefully bring others to see them as well.
Well, coming up in October, looks like there's another film coming out, faith-based, Mother Teresa, No Greater Love. Is this a documentary?
Yeah. So, yeah, Ron brought that to my attention not long ago. It's a documentary with real footage of her, archival footage that's rarely been seen. And documentary with interviews with her and others who knew her and worked with her. That no doubt would be of interest to some of our listeners. I know in December there's a documentary about Johnny Cash and like the spiritual journey of his life that's made by the same filmmakers who did like the I Can Only Imagine movie several years ago and the Jeremy Camp movie, I Still Believe. So they edited this documentary together, and that comes out, I think, in December. But both of those films, again, are only in theaters for like a couple of days. I think Mother Teresa, No Greater Love is what it's called. It comes out for like 2 days at the beginning of October, and then the Johnny Cash documentary is 3 days at the beginning of December. So again, it's you know, unfortunately, you have to kind of plan your schedule around when the films are in theaters. But I do hope that people are able to seek at least one of those out.
Professor Sean O'Connor is with us. He is assistant professor of broadcasting, digital media, and journalism at Cedarville University. He mentioned a few films that are faith-based coming out the rest of this year, and all of them seem to be partnering with Fathom Events. Now, I remember seeing that like in previews a number of years ago, where it's like, oh, you can watch the opera with Fathom Events, which sounded horrible to somebody like me who hates opera. Now, okay, who are they, and what are they trying to accomplish with their strategy?
Right. So Fathom Events is this company, it's not technically a studio. They specialize in film distribution in theaters. And what they'll do is special releases of, what you said, concert events and older film re-releases, things like that. Movies that are only meant to be in theaters for, you know, a couple of days, a week at most. And so they'll charge a little bit higher pricing and special, you know, screening times. You know, it's like once per day for, you know, a couple of days or a week or whatever. And what happens a lot of times, and we've seen this in the last several years, is that a lot of faith-based films that are made for, let's just say, less money than the average Marvel movie. They don't have enough money to, you know, to sustain, you know, a theatrical release for their film for, you know, 2 weeks or more. And so what they'll do is they'll partner with Fathom Events and just show their film in theaters for a few days. So like last year, we talked on this program about the C.S. Lewis film that Max McLean made, the Most Reluctant Convert. That was a Fathom Events release that was only in theaters for a couple of days initially. And then there was the Christmas with the Chosen film that was in theaters for a couple of days through Fathom. And those are actually really unique cases of they were released that way. And then so many people showed up to see them that Fathom Events put them in theaters for another week or in more theaters, et cetera. And so that's potential. And I think that's why it's important, you know, for Christian audiences to show up for those films, not only to see them, engage with them, hopefully bring non-believing friends even to, you know, just see these stories and have conversations about that, but also to tell, you know, studios, hey, we're an audience, we exist, here's what's important to us, and we will show up for these films, and that's how we get more.
Yeah.
Now, it would seem to me, as just a layman, that it'd be really hard to make any money at all if your movie's in the theater for 3 days. So what's the, like, how is this a win for the producers of the film?
Well, I mean, as somebody who's, you know, who goes to the theater, maybe a little bit too much, to be honest. Like, I know that, you know, there are these screening rooms in the theaters, these auditoriums, that on the average time that I go to the movie theater, they are not full. Mm-hmm. But if a film is in a theater, one auditorium in a theater in, you know, hundreds of theaters around the country for only a few days, you essentially narrowed down the audience that would go to a movie, you know, in a spread out 2 week time into 3 days. And so you hopefully are guaranteed, you know, excuse me, full audiences and more attendance in a smaller period of time. And, you know, because of the nature of, you know, 3 day releases, they're not spending as much money to keep movies in theaters or market them for a long period of time. And, you know, all those things cost money. And unfortunately, that's just not something that a lot of us have. And so that's why you see these pop up a lot of times.
Are you seeing this as a good move for faith-based films to transition to using Fathom as opposed to a wide theatrical release?
I mean, I guess it depends on just the film and the quality of the film and how people respond to it. Because I know, for instance, that the Kendrick Brothers' previous film, I mean, like, I think it was 7 years ago this weekend, War Room was the number one grossing movie in the United States. So, like, people were really showing up for that film, and it was getting, you know, a wide theatrical release, and it was in most regions. And I remember seeing it, you know, in the Cleveland area a couple times. But not every film gets that because maybe they can't afford the marketing, or frankly, they don't have as many films as the filmmakers like the Kendrick Brothers. And so they're not as well known. And so it, you know, they end up losing money in the long run by having what we consider a normal time in the theater and marketing and all those things. And so I've been seeing that a lot more commonly in the last, I don't know, 7 years, you know, faith-based films, or even, you know, I think the first one I saw was a documentary that focused on the family made called The Dropbox that was in theaters for, you know, a couple of days at the beginning of 2015. And that those auditoriums were full because they narrowed their audience and they were like, we're going to be in theaters for two nights only. Come see it. And they did.
So what's your recommendation for followers of Christ who want to be supportive of this unique strategy to release films in just this short spurt? How can we truly support the filmmakers?
Yeah, I mean, I really do think, you know, it's gone in waves over the last several decades of like how Christian audiences see films. You know what I mean? It's like sometimes, you know, we show off like Passion of the Christ, for example. You know, we a lot of churches really knew about that film and responded to it well, and people responded in droves, and that film made hundreds of millions of dollars. In the last 20 years, you know, every once in a while something like that will happen, but not nearly on that scale. And I do think who loves film and is studying it or has studied it and is teaching students and we're, you know, doing it in different capacities, it's an important tool for ministry, I believe, to, you know, tell, you know, use visual storytelling to demonstrate the gospel and God's love and stories of redemption and things like that. And so not only making them is important, but responding and supporting others who are doing it, even if sometimes we don't get it right, because a lot of times we don't, because it's just hard to make a Christian film for a number of reasons. But I think it's important that we, you know, support those films, use them as an opportunity to, you know, bring, you could bring groups from church, small groups, even, again, non-believing friends who maybe wouldn't be as interested in coming to a church to hear a sermon, but they could go to a movie theater to watch a film and see a, you know, story play out on screen. That can be an opportunity to, you know, show someone a film and then engage with them afterwards and continue to build a relationship that honors the Lord and points that person towards him and towards the gospel.
Now, I can't resist mentioning here before we say goodbye that the Johnny Cash documentary that's coming out in December has a Cedarville connection, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
It does. So that, yeah, again, the film was made through Kingdom Story Company. They did the films I Can Only Imagine and I Still Believe over the last several years. And they do documentaries as well. And this Johnny Cash documentary they're working on has been edited by a Cedarville graduate of our program, which is called Parker Adams is his name. And he and I have connected a few times and we're really proud of him and glad to see, you know, Cedarville students contributing to films like that and throughout the industry. And I hope to see much more of that in the years to follow.
Yeah. Parents want to hear that when their kid goes to a school for a degree and they graduate, they actually get work in that field.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that's a good thing to hear. Again, Professor Sean O'Connor, Assistant Professor of Broadcasting, Digital Media, and Journalism. You can see one of the students from Cedarville University in that program, again, is the editor of that Johnny Cash documentary coming out in December. For more information about the program that Professor O'Connor is a part of or other programs they offer, go to cedarville.edu. Again, that's cedarville.edu. Thanks again, Professor. Love having you on the show, my friend.
Thank you so much.